I'm a really shy person. It's true. And I have this recurring nightmare, and this is an actual nightmare, and I always wake up in a cold sweat when I have it. It happens about once every 4 months. And here's what happens. I'm behind the curtain here. The curtain is here, and I hear you out, you're out talking and doing what people do before the program begins, and I know that the curtain is about to open. And I look down at myself. Hang on, I need my prop. I look down at myself. And I've got a cape over my face and a rapier. And I realize that I'm going to be Hamlet, which has been a lifelong dream of mine. But here's the problem. I haven't memorized my lines. And I'm thinking, this is going to be the longest night in human history. How do you paraphrase Hamlet? And so I'm thinking, well, to be, or not to be, there's the rub, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to take a bunch of crap from everybody or to take arms and maybe just off yourself, to die, to sleep, to dream the impossible dream, to right the unrightable wrong, for who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the proud man's contumely, whatever contumely is, when he himself might his quietus make, or a souffle, or a hot, it's just going to be that for 4 hours, and I literally wake up in a cold sweat in my bed, and I think, I'm in the wrong profession, and this happened to me last week, and I almost called Paul and said, that's it, I'm not coming. Because what would be worse? And then my daughter said, because we're recording this, and I want to produce this an album. And she said, if you've heard her on the Jefferson Hour, she sort of specializes in irreverence. And she said, oh, great, Dad, what are you, like William Shatner in the last years? You're going to do an album now, Thank you very much, child. So